Greetings to parents, grandparents, guardians, aunts, uncles, brothers, and sisters. Welcome to all those faculty members without whom today would never be. But most of all, greetings to you, the class of 2012, the 172nd group of students to assemble on the grounds of this grand and marvelous university. I've been waiting for you. I just arrived on this campus a few weeks ago as the 19th president of this university, so in many ways, I'm a freshman just like you. So I have a few things I want to say to you. But first, I have to say a few things to your parents and your guardians. Parents, thank you for bringing your sons and your daughters to us. There is no more sacred commodity than the future, and you have brought us the future. Sitting before me is a group of young students who are future doctors and senators, social workers and artists, chemists and physicists, writers and journalists. You have brought us these young men and women, and you have prepared them well. And I know I speak for this marvelous faculty when I say that we want nothing less than to give them the whole world. Know that we will care for them. The Board of Trustees of DePaul University has charged me to do many things, but I take no charge more seriously than the care and education of these students. This is a good place, and it is a great university. We will do all that we can to make them a part of this old and noble place. In just a few hours, you will be saying goodbye to them. And as you load up your cars and your SUVs, as you look at your now emptier minivans, I know you will say a silent prayer for your children, wishing them the best. Perhaps you already have one formed in your heart right now. I ask you to keep me and this faculty quietly in your thoughts today and over the next 4 years. We have entered a covenant together, and we will honor and feel your blessings today. Now, to the members of the class of 2012. Already today, you've learned one important lesson about college. You should know that in institutions of higher education across this country and around the world, every now and then, we, the faculty and administrators, feel a strong, deep need to put on robes so we can parade around and we can talk at you. These robes are hot and they have no pockets. And because some DePaul president decided in 1892 that our colors should be black and gold, I look like some goofy, overeducated bumblebee up here. But we wear these robes so you can tell the parents from the professors. It's what we do. And I hope you will indulge us today, and I hope you know that these robes are a signal that this is an important occasion for you, a time to mark with ceremony and music. And I want you to know how important this day really is. What I want you to do is to think back to the first day of summer when you were in third grade or fifth grade. I suppose you woke up that first morning when you didn't have school and you stayed in bed for just a moment. You thought of the great big summer ahead, the wide open season. What were you going to do? What was going to happen? The whole world was right there in front of you. Take that feeling and multiply it 1,000-fold. Now multiply it again. Only if you do that can you really understand the scope and the magnitude of today. This is one of those days, a day when you're about to walk through a door into something new, something bigger. And the whole world is on the sidelines, watching. Perhaps not since the day you were born have so many people been looking at you and thinking about you and thinking about the possibility of you. So what next? Well, you will take classes, you will meet friends, you will have some of the best days of your lives. You will also make mistakes. You will take wrong turns. And unfortunately, you will worry about your future. But if I can do anything for you today, I would like to give you permission to make your mistakes, and I would like to relieve you for a moment of the worry that you will put on yourselves about your future. Members of the class of 2012, look at me and breathe. I suspect with all the packing you have done, all the last-minute assembling of gear, all the last-minute trips to Walmart, all the dealing with your parents, you haven't taken a normal breath in 2 weeks. You might not have taken a good deep breath since you started applying to colleges. So go ahead, it's okay, breathe. Now, beginning today, right now, start making your world as big as you can. Open yourself to any possibility you could imagine. Open up your ears because you never know when you're going to hear something that will present you with enormous possibilities. Open up your eyes and see something new. Open up your mind. Let the world in, and it will always, always surprise you. Don't allow yourself to close yourself off to any new possibility because of fear and uncertainty. Don't let worry about the future limit it. Here's the great secret of DePaul. You're getting it on the first day. You're supposed to be surprised. You're supposed to change your mind. You're supposed to make out a plan, and then you're supposed to throw it out and start again. You're supposed to take classes unrelated to what you think today is going to be your career. If the point of an education is to prepare you for a specific career, then my own education was a spectacular failure. I studied economics and philosophy as an undergraduate. I then went off to law school and took a law degree. I then went back to graduate school and got a PhD in American history. And now I stand before you this very afternoon, and I am not an economist. I am not a philosopher. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a practicing historian. I'm 0 for 4. But I stand before you today with not a single regret about any day of that education. Every day I draw on my studies in economics and in philosophy. Every day I'm a law student who once studied constitutional law. Every day I feel the presence of the past, and I am once again an historian. If the records of DePaul graduates are any guide, you will all leave here and go off and do many different wonderful things, and you will do them remarkably well. Whatever your calling, whether as a dancer or as a banker, you will be successful in 1,000 different ways. More importantly, you will be more human and more empathetic because of that education. You were smart to come to a small liberal arts college. Graduates of these institutions tend to take on the world, and they take it on boldly. So don't fret about the exact plans you need to make over the next couple years. Think instead about how rich you can make your life here over the next 4 years. And 4 years from now, in the spring of 2012, we will all assemble again. Those of us on the stage will again be in our academic robes, but on that day, so will you. On that day, in May of 2012, I will read a charge to you as the graduating class, the same charge read by DePaul University presidents before me. That charge will welcome you into the company of educated men and women. I'm going to charge you today in this ancient and DePaul way. Young men and women, you are entering into a community entrusted with a noble inheritance. You are heirs of all that is past. Men and women of rich mind have labored before you, and now you enter into their labors. Prophets and sages, scholars and scientists, poets and public servants have wrought with patience and sought truth, and the abundant truth of their toil is now yours. It is yours to use, it is yours to increase, it is yours to bequeath to your successors. The university charges you now to be strong, to acquit yourselves with integrity, and to be loyal to your highest ideals. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are in good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. On this Saturday afternoon, as we welcome you on a day that starts one of the most crucial chapters in your lives, I can tell you that DePauw is true, DePauw is just, DePauw is lovely, and DePauw is of good report. And I know that you are too. Have no small thoughts here. Have no small dreams. Welcome to DePauw. I can't wait to meet all of you, to work with you, and to see how you're going to change us and how you're going to change the world. Thank you.